The hymn, "And Can It Be?", was written by Charles Wesley in 1738 to celebrate his conversion, which he regarded as having taken place on the 21st of May of that year. The hymn celebrates personal salvation through the death and resurrection of Jesus. It's worth pausing for a few moments to consider how the hymn was created. The title and first lines of the hymn are framed as a rhetorical question written in the first person, in which the writer asks if he can benefit from the sacrifice of Jesus through the blood of Christ, despite being the cause of Christ's death. The hymn makes reference to several biblical events, and each verse returns to the individual's experience of faith and personal salvation. The second verse expresses amazement at the apparent paradox of the death of the immortal Christ. "'Tis mystery all, the immortal dies," referring to the biblical accounts of the passion of Jesus. The following verse celebrates the incarnation of Jesus and borrows a verse from Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 8, "emptied himself of all but love and bled for Adam's helpless race." In the fourth verse, "My chains fell off," Wesley makes reference to the imprisonment of both St. Peter and St. Paul, the liberation of Peter in Acts chapter 12, and the liberation of Paul in Acts chapter 16, as a metaphor for his own liberation from sin. With the line, "Thine eye diffused a quickening ray," Wesley describes the liberating power of God descending on the captive soul, using words closely based on a line from Alexander Pope's 1717 poem, "Eloisa to Abelard, thy eyes diffused a reconciling ray, and gleams of glory brightened all the day." The fifth verse uses words from Romans 8, chapter 1, to describe the doctrine of justification by faith. "No condemnation now I dread," and looks forward to the believer receiving a crown in heaven after death. A wonderfully written hymn, "And Can It Be?"